8:06 our time, and as usual on our third Thursday of the month, we are very happy to have Orange County Executive Steve Newhouse joining us, and Steve's got some interesting information. We got a couple of questions for him, so welcome aboard there, Steve, and have you been staying in the country lately? I was just wondering.
Thankfully, yes. You know, it's funny, tonight I report to my new command. I got assigned to as the second in command of a unit in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow.
And, I'll get to meet the team there. I was in Washington, and then from Washington, they would send me all over the country. So I'm looking forward to the new, every 2 years or 3 years at max, a Navy officer has to go to a completely different command. It's the Navy's way of getting away from fraternization so you don't get too buddy-buddy with people. So, yeah, things are great. I mean, so I've been home a lot lately. I was in Spain, 2 months ago, last time I was on the radio, but hopefully I stay in the country. There's a lot of great things to do here in Orange County.
All right, and of course, the summer months, we've got a lot of things happening. All right, so we've had some interesting conversation. Rose and I have been talking about a whole bunch of different things. So Rose, of course, has got some interesting questions, so let's get to that. Hi, Rose. What's going on here now?
Hi there. Hi, Steve. Great to have you on this morning.
Hey, Rose. Good morning.
I saw that, I've been watching your your Facebook page and your weekly thing that you do, and you talked a lot about the stop arm cameras, and you know, obviously this is a really important topic. I saw the post that you shared from Orange County Emergency Services yesterday that people running that stop sign, it says, seriously, this happens over 50,000 times a day. I mean, that's an incredible number.
It's absolutely insane, guys. You know, it's funny, I go around, I'm giving, this is my the next 2 or 3 weeks is my legacy speeches I give. You know, I have 3 graduations next week. I'm speaking to a board retreat today. I'm getting pimped out all over. I'm going to Vermont to speak at a Hudson Valley Bankers retreat, literally for driving up and driving back. And one of the things I concentrate on is talking about what's your legacy? I know you're making money. I know you're doing this in your life, but what are gonna be some of the things that you've done that really made a difference for people? And, you know, I can name a couple here and there that I'm really proud of. But one of the ones, I literally just came back from Iraq 5 years ago, and I met, we had a meeting with all the counties. And Suffolk County said, hey, we're trying this new stop camera thing. And we're like, all right, what the heck's this all about? So anyway, they started it. We now have implemented it in Orange County. And I'll just give you an example. In the Washingtonville School District, we rolled this out last Monday. We've had 400 cars.
Wow.
And these are just some of the ones we've had. I'm telling you, John and Rose, when you see, and the people listening, so basically, just so you know what I'm talking about, school bus, we have cameras on all around 360. We also have a license plate reader on the side. The program costs the taxpayers zero. The money goes towards actually with a $250 fine if you pass the bus. And we're getting camera footage of you, so there's really no way that you should be not that you're getting out of this ticket. The money that gets generated for it pays for new cameras to go on other buses. And we had 4 school districts in Orange County sign up for it the first, for this go around. We've had 8. I think we probably had a lot more since, but we had 8 within 24 hours of me launching it. And I'm telling you, when you guys see this footage, I'm going to do a best of. Maybe in another month or two, or maybe I'll save it for my budget address. But you'll see little kids getting off the bus, going across the street, and being barely clipped by a car or a bus or another truck, like crazy stuff. So, we have a lot of these incidents around the state on a daily basis. 50,000 a day in New York State is the average. But 98% of the people that get the ticket for the first time never do it again. And that's really great. I'm not trying to make money here. The money's going to go towards raising awareness on the same. Look, we have cameras on the buses. If you do this, you're going to get passed. I don't think most people are trying to run over your child. I just think most people in society today, they're careless and they're distracted and they're on their phones. So,
Steve,
we need to get people to pay attention.
Steve, I got a question for you, because this is something that Rose and I were talking back and forth about a number of times. Over the years...
I can't fix your ticket, John.
No, I would never ask for something.
Getting everybody.
No. Anyway, this is kind of important. Over the years, I mean, I have done a lot of news stories, and we've done a lot of reporting. And over the course of time, I do remember that school buses, some of them have had installed their own cameras. Because they were having this particular problem. But I also remember, following up with the news stories saying at the time the police couldn't do anything. So what has actually changed that will now allow this? I think this is the greatest thing ever. I mean, because this is just horrible to see some of the video. But I think
it's such a no-brainer. I mentioned it to the police chiefs in the county. You got to get everybody on board. You can't just do things. So the one thing I mentioned this before I got on the show with you today is I talked to my two emergency management guys, one Pete Sirigliano, my commissioner, and then the commissioner for police is Rob Doss, who is a New Winter chief. And I said, we got to get before the local judges, just because when you're going to get some people that are going to appeal, you're going to have some legal eagle that's going to be like, you know, I'll get you out of these. But I'll do whatever I got to do to shame you. I'll put a picture of you in paper. This guy almost ran over your kid last week. Tell him to slow down. I don't care what I need to do. I'm just trying to get. I met Rob Doss, the guy I just talked to. I met him at a fatal bus accident 3 years ago. That's how I met this guy. And then 6 months later or a year later, I hired him. And most people that know me close say that you're always being interviewed by Steve Newhouse, and you never know about it. No. So anyway, we are being partnering. To answer your question, John, I am meeting with all the interested players. I met with the supervisors. I told them this is coming out, and I haven't had anybody complain to me. You know, so I don't see what's going to go wrong here. But you know, I might have a Johnny Cochran come in there and say, like, you know, this is violating people's. I don't know, but it's being done all over the country right now. We got a great system. We've worked the bugs out. I told you Suffolk County. So I don't like to be Mikey from, was that the Wheaties or the Cheerios or whatever it was? Remember?
Yep.
I try not to buy the brand new model of a car. I'll wait a year till they get the bugs out of it. But I'll give you an example. Suffolk County, one of their bus drivers parked at McDonald's and had lunch for a half hour. He gave out 1,000 tickets because he didn't turn the thing off. So that system has now been remedied. I don't want to deal with that, and that's why we waited and we made sure we got the right system in there to make sure it works for the public. So it's exciting, and again, the numbers don't lie, and the more importantly, the cameras don't lie. My guys in emergency management send me the best of every 2 days, and it's pretty crazy.
I have seen so many videos of drivers passing vehicles, I mean, stop school buses. I mean, I've seen people pass on the inside as well. I mean, it is just horrible. And I kind of remember some of these things. My father was a bus driver, so you know he drove for one of the local companies here as well. And the number of times that I saw people drive past, it's just frightening. So this is actually such a great thing that you're doing there, Steve. Appreciate that. Really, really do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm excited about it again. I rolled it out with Washingtonville. I'm rolling it out Monday in Middletown. And now I have a number of them. So, honestly, it takes me some time to put it together, especially when you had four people ordering it, and now all of a sudden I got, and when I say people, I'm talking about major school districts with hundreds of buses. So I plan on this summer doing a massive push to get all the school districts, as they either come back or do summer school, rolling this program out.
Fantastic.
Fabulous.
All right.
Fabulous. Before we wrap up, Steve, I just wanted to say we came across the story about Orange County BOCES, the Orange and Ulster BOCES carpentry students building tiny homes for the veterans in Port Jervis. That's an amazing program. Do you know anything about that? You want to expand on that a little bit?
They're absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, last week, again, I get pushed. I go to a lot of different events, and I was double booked on one day. So I literally, they have a breakfast that the BOCES students do, and all the different career fields that they do participate. So, like, the people in culinary cook the breakfast. But they share these stories, like you're talking about, like their construction teams. these young men and women that are in the BOCES program, I think almost, I got to get the stats for BOCES, but pretty much every one of them has multiple job offers before they graduate high school. It's
wow.
The high school kids. So what they did is they put them in the field doing practical work. So they're not learning mm-hmm. how to hammer and nails and do it in a wood shop. They start out there, but they get pushed out in the field and do construction projects. As a matter of fact, if you drive into the BOCES campus, you'll see neighborhoods of houses. Those were all built by students back in the
wow.
day. And now they get remodeled by students. It's a great program. So one of the things that they're starting is they're starting a little veterans kind of village, if you will, out in Port Jervis. And, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag because some veterans, when they come home, they just want to go home. So mm-hmm. if I have a homeless veteran, I had one, for example, in Port Jervis, I said, why don't you stay there? You're homeless. You're living in a tent. You're not, I can't let you live in a tent by the Neversink River. Why don't you go to our shelter in Middletown? They're like, no, I'm from Port Jervis. I want to stay here. So we had to get him an apartment there. Then he wanted to be by himself. But then there's some veterans that want the camaraderie of other veterans to help discuss and you know, some of their experiences, and it's very beneficial to them. So that little village that they're building out there is going to be that purpose, is to basically give them their one-person type of place to live in and be able to socialize with fellow veterans and hopefully improve themselves mentally and physically.
Fantastic. Really, that's amazing. And, you know, like you said, the kids are building these houses. It's real on-the-job training, you know, and then getting job offers before
yeah.
they even graduate. Fantastic.
The beauty of having the local radio and the people listening right now is you get to hear these stories that nobody really talks about. There's no mm-hmm. local print news. I mean, it's local print news, but there's no major print news in our area anymore. So they don't yep. hear these stories. They hear the negativity on the main cable mm-hmm. things on how the world's ending, but there's a lot of good people doing great stuff, and you guys are covering it.
Oh, thank you so much for recognizing that, because that's what we're trying to do here at Energy 103. Absolutely. We want to keep it going.
Absolutely.
Before with that you, said, yep. yeah, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, before you go, Steve.
I'm sure your listeners are, yeah.
No, sure. I was going to say, before you go, one more, anything special going on that we need to know about for the summer coming up? It's really right here.
You know, we got a lot of great concerts. I'm doing a mailer, and I'll make sure I share it with you guys before it goes to print. I can't get it out the door because there's so much new stuff happening, and we don't want to exclude it. But I'm doing a mailer that has a little bit of everything for open space, for some of our events like the air show and the fireworks shows and the local festivals, and how to get online or how to find out what's going on by you. So it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful summer, and your local towns, villages, and cities are actively working on events for the community. So I'm very optimistic. I'm an optimist by heart. But I'm telling you, we have a lot to do in the Hudson Valley.
Absolutely fantastic.
Fabulous.
Rose, any final words there?
No, I think that's it. We're going to wrap up, let you go back to your very busy schedule, Mr. Newhouse. We really appreciate you being with us here.
Absolutely.
And also, you know, we'll see you again the third Thursday in June, I guess, right, for an update.
Absolutely, guys. We'll catch up soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Have a great day.